Thanks for tuning into Conversations About Meaningful Things, the podcast where we dig into life, faith, and all the important questions. In a world that can feel isolating sometimes, we want to encourage you that you're not alone, that God loves you and isn't afraid of your questions. And that's the purpose of this podcast. In our time together, you can expect real talk, genuine interviews, and probably a few laughs along the way. Our hope is as you connect, you feel seen, loved, and encouraged as you take steps in your faith journey. So settle in and let's dive into the conversation. We're so happy to have you along. Well, hey, welcome again to another episode of Conversations About Meaningful Things. It's so good to have you on the podcast today. My name is Alex. I'm one of the hosts. And with me today are my two buddies, Brian.
What's up?
And Steve.
Hey, guys.
Welcome, guys. So good to have you. It feels
good to be here.
It hasn't been that long since we've been around the table together, but it's always nice to be sitting together.
Yeah, a little peek behind the curtain again. We give you a lot of peeks behind the curtain, listener, but we're trying to record just about every other week. So we'll kind of record two episodes and then we'll have a week off and then record again. So, yeah, it doesn't usually end up that way, but often something happens.
Best as life hands. Schedules get in the way.
Yes. Yeah.
We do see each other pretty much every day, though.
Also true.
If we're not recording, yes. we're doing other stuff.
Correct. So, as you should be, we're talking outside of this half an hour. Yeah.
Absolutely. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing good. The weather has been just all over the place.
Yeah, it has.
This whole winter has been just very interesting.
Yeah. If you're listening in the summertime, congratulations.
You've made
it out.
We're
glad that you found us.
In a warm climate.
Yeah. If you're somewhere warm, maybe don't message us, but please do. Let us know where you're at and why you love where you're living. But yeah, we're recording this. It's almost February, so we're like sort of... Well, we live in Western New York. We really aren't out of the woods until April, are we?
Correct.
I mean, the woods kind of, they slowly fade away. It's not like a distinctive line when it comes to the weather woods.
Yes.
We should have an email contest of like who's listening from the farthest away.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Not today, but
okay,
maybe sometime.
Keep listening. We'll come up with something creative for that.
Yeah. I remember that. One year, I think for Easter, it snowed. Maybe the week before Easter.
Oh, yeah, there's been snow on Easter before, for sure, in our area, anyway.
But that's so, because Easter moves dates,
true,
right? Like some years, this year in 2025, it's, isn't it like April 20th or something?
It's pretty late,
It's later, which...
It is the 20th.
Hopefully, that means it'll be warm.
I hope so. But, you know, and there's the old saying, in like a lion, out like a lamb with March, which tells us that around here, it does vary quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have a March birthday, and let me tell you, it's not a great time to have a birthday because I would get like rollerblades or a bike and like wait, I can't use this
all
for
the stuff I can't
a couple
do
more months.
And but I would argue it's a great time to have a birthday because in school, so you get to force all your friends to celebrate your birthday.
That's true.
They get to celebrate your birthday. Which they want to.
You
and also, yeah, because the weather can be bad, all you can do is have a party and hang out. You're not competing with
the
summer stuff. I'm just, again...
You have a February birthday.
If you've been listening, our birthdays are about a week apart, so...
I'm a late March birthday, so I'm
we're all in the same
boat. It'll be warm by then, and then it's not.
Yeah. It's all about perspective, right? Yeah, my daughter, Emma, has a July birthday. Same as my wife, and she's all bummed out. She's like, I don't get to celebrate my birthday at school.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah, but we could go to the beach for your birthday.
For real.
Right?
That's awesome.
And it is perspective and I think a little bit of conditioning, too, because, you know, we've talked about this before. 50 degrees in November is like freezing. What, you know,
that's true.
But even at 45, but 45 or 50 degrees in March or April, you're like, oh, break out the shorts. Yeah. Let's
Goodness.
Go.
Even like right now, 30 degrees, 35. We were having some really, really cold days. And there were times where I walked out and it was slightly above freezing. And I was like, yes. Do I need a coat today? Like, this is really nice.
Well, wasn't it yesterday? Wasn't it close to 40?
It was warmer.
Because I saw someone with short sleeves and no jacket. And dude, I'm like, whoa. Wow. Yeah.
Western, we're a different breed of people. It's interesting to me. Do you guys think that we like adapt to whatever climate we're in?
Yes, absolutely.
Because I talk to people. We have friends here that Mamasoa is from Madagascar, which is not cold at all. And it's amazing. Like, they ended up here in Western New York. And I'm like, I would be cold all the time if I grew up in that climate and now I'm here.
I think it takes some time, but, you know, I think we do adapt to a certain degree.
Yeah.
Yeah. As a human race, we're pretty good at adapting and overcoming all that stuff. Are you guys handling the winter blues well at all? Have they hit yet?
I'm handling it better than I normally do.
Okay, that's good.
I've learned from past mistakes. I know the signs, and so I have some things that work that I try to get ahead of it. One is avoiding the temptation to just shut myself in and not talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. And then like try to have light exposure. So this sounds so gimmicky, but it's worked for me. This is not a commercial, but like the light therapy thing, like that we have a daylight lamp that I'll turn on and just sit in front of. It's so cheesy, but I don't know. For me, it works.
Yeah. I mean, I think when it's several, like lots of cloudy days in a row, or it's kind of the dreary, all the snow is not fresh and white anymore. It's like gray and grungy. And
it's brown. That's
when I'm like, can I please have a little bit of sunshine and maybe get the motorcycle out? Like, that'd be a lot. Yes. That'd be a lot of fun. But.
And I've found that I usually don't notice why I'm feeling a certain way until the sun comes back out. And then it's like, oh, I was missing this.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, for sure. A lot of the times, right, we have these feelings that we're going through and we don't quite understand all of it. And we might attribute it to something else, which I'm going to try to segue into our topics.
I saw you wandering.
With this episode, we want to maybe, hopefully, do a two-parter. We wanted to talk about kind of the spiritual dry spells, spiritual droughts, as it were, those times where you feel like maybe God feels distant. And then also, on the flip side, those times, those mountaintop experiences, what some people would call like a spiritual high, those things that all people I know honestly are kind of against that whole like, oh, like you had this crazy, great experience. Was that really God? Was God really that close to you? So kind of tackling both sides of that. But since it is winter and cold and gross outside right now, let's start with the low. Those spiritual droughts, dry spells.
So what are those? Like, how do you characterize those? How do you know you're in one of those? Mm-hmm. What's that look like? Is it just I'm kind of grumpy, and so I'm spiritually grumpy? Or
it can be, yeah. Yeah, I think it can be a lot of different things. Kind of what I was getting at, talking about the seasonal affective disorder sadness. It could be just you're like, hey, things don't seem to be going right.
Yeah.
And I know if I know that God is love and I'm not really feeling loved at the moment, it could be like there's a big, hugely bad thing going on. It could also just be like, hey, I'm just not feeling a lot of good right now.
Yeah.
It could be that. Any other definitions you guys can think of?
Well, I think of, rather than trying to define it, what are some things that characterize it, right? Mm-hmm. So, because as you said, everyone's a little bit different. So, you know, how a spiritual dry season affects people could be different, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think some of the things that characterize it is you feel like you're not hearing from God, whatever that happens to look like for you, whether it's I'm reading my Bible, but there's nothing I'm taking from it and applying quickly. It's just sort of information. It could be that I've been praying about this thing and I don't see any movement in my life on that, you know. It could be that I don't like I want to exercise my faith. Want to be used in some way, but why am I not seeing the opportunities that I'm pretty sure God has for me? I'm not seeing them. Like, you just kind of feel like out of step. I think those are some of the, maybe the characteristics that if you're experiencing that, you might go, oh, okay, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Or to try and characterize it so we understand what we're talking about. I think those are some.
Yeah,
it's
definitely
not an exhaustive list by any means.
Yeah. And you might be listening today and you're, what Steve just described is like, oh my goodness, that's me.
Right.
I've certainly been through those seasons. And I think one of the things I think we want to talk about today is if you are in one of these seasons, or chances are you will find yourself in one of these seasons sometime in your life. I think one of the temptations, at least I've experienced in those times, is that it's like, what am I doing wrong? Like, I thought that, you know, some of these seasons for me have happened after like really big moments in my life, like super big spiritual win. Like, I feel like me and God are really close. And then all of a sudden it's like, where did you go, God? Like,
right.
That feeling of what you just described, Steve, is what I have felt in the past of like, the sense of closeness and nearness, just I'm not getting that. I'm in the Word, I'm reading, I'm praying, and it just feels like I'm talking to a brick wall. And I think the temptation there, instead of leaning in closer to God, is to go, okay, God's given up on me, or I'm doing something wrong. And do you think spiritual dryness can happen because we are maybe walking in sin, but is it always that? Can it be other things that maybe...
Yeah.
We're experiencing that can cause that.
You know, I think we, in this physical world, we tend to think very consequentially, like
right.
Cause and effect, this happened, or, you know, and so I think we make decisions consequentially sometimes, and then we also interpret how life is happening consequentially. Like, you did this, so this is going to happen, or I did that. So I think it's a natural thing to think that way, but I think there's also there's also a supernatural aspect. In other words, there's a bigger picture where sometimes I'm experiencing something because it's part of me growing and learning and I'm being taught something. I don't like the teaching process necessarily.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, for me personally, yes, there are times where we're in a dry, rough, distant spot because we have not been obedient to what God has for us, whether that's, you know, a direct sin, like, hey, God says in His Word, you shouldn't do this, and we're doing that. Or we're just kind of, you know, we're taking over control and we're saying, oh, I'm gonna lead my life instead of I'm following God's lead for my life. So I think definitely those seasons can be an effect of that, but I don't think it's an automatic conclusion,
right.
Like, oh, I'm going through a time where I'm kind of wondering what God's trying to say. I'm not hearing much. That's not necessarily direct cause of sin, but sin does have those consequences at times. So.
Right. Like, it can.
I guess it's kind of like saying, is this Chevy a car? Yes. But not every car is a Chevy.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. One of the things I was going to say is that, there's kind of, it can be self-imposed or it can be external. So it could be either internal, meaning if you're not getting a lot of sleep at night and you're like, man, I'm really tired during the day, I wonder why. It's because, well, you're not seeking out God. So there's those times where you're like, hey, I'm not reading my Bible, and for some reason I feel distant.
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe you should read your Bible, or maybe you should pray.
Yeah.
I don't know why God's not talking to me. Are you talking to Him? No? Okay, then try to do that.
Yeah.
But then there are, you guys were kind of explaining a lot of the other side of the, I'm really seeking Him out, and I'm not feeling it. Like you were saying, Alex, the talking to a brick wall.
Yeah.
Which there can be those times where you're like, I'm not hearing anything, or I'm not liking what I'm hearing, so then I'm plugging my ears to it as well. He's not doing what I think he should be doing, so then maybe he's distant.
And then, you know, as you're talking, Brian, some things just kind of lined up in my brain. So we first talked about characteristics of what this is, and now maybe we're talking about causes.
Yeah.
So what are the causes? And some of it is, as you asked about, Alex, a direct result of sin, yeah. and, you know, us not being where we should be.
Yeah.
You know, what are some other causes though?
Yeah. I mean, I think again, like, and this is why for me, what's maybe caused me to really stumble in seasons like this is I felt like, ooh, something's wrong. And I think again, if you do a self inventory and go, I haven't been walking in sin. I am not engaging in things I shouldn't, and I feel like I'm walking in the design and plan God has for me, but I still feel this way. Why? I think sometimes God uses these seasons to actually draw us closer to Him. The reason I say that is, man, like all through Scripture, we see the people of God walk through times where it is like, I mean, the terminology sometimes used in Scripture is a desert. It's like, I mean, Jesus, the Son of God, had his own wilderness experience, right? Where he literally, like, he gets baptized by John and yeah. confirmed by God the Father saying, "This is my beloved Son." And it's like, sweet, his ministry is getting kicked off. Like, he's about to start impacting the world and fulfill what God, you know, promised for centuries that was going to happen. And then he goes for 40 days without eating. He's wandering through the desert and Satan's like tempting him. It's like such a wild picture. It's like, that just seems, I mean, if that's me going through that, I'm, you know, again, I'm not Jesus, but I would be like, wait a second.
It's quite the roller coaster.
Things are going great. Why all of a sudden is this happening to me?
Right.
But like that, I mean, it's amazing. And if you haven't read that portion of Scripture, I encourage you to, because it's like, it's pretty incredible to see that. And there's other times where, I mean, God or Jesus hanging on the cross saying, like, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" Like that feeling of like, I that connection that has always been there momentarily is not. And so I think again, it's not maybe necessarily that God causes it, or maybe he does, but I think there are opportunities for us to lean in and come out of those times actually way closer and our faith is stronger.
Yeah, and there's other examples in Scripture, or even we can think of our own experiences. But like, you know, God allowed things to happen as a way of reinforcing or proving our faith. Yeah. Certainly we look at Job's story and we see that. We look at times where, you know, there was a delay and the person asks, like, "Where have you been?" And they're like, "Well, I was delayed because I was holding back this evil thing from happening to you." So,
yeah.
Like, we have to recognize, and again, I think that's part of the bigger picture. I think I personally ride that roller coaster a lot when I'm seeing life through a small lens.
Yeah.
The more I broaden my lens and say, "Wait a minute, what's God up to in this?" rather than "What do I want?" Those tend to be the two kind of leanings that we have.
That's true.
You know, what's God up to in this? I go, okay, well, maybe God's got something for me. In this, and I, you know, I'm just learning, and it's hard, you know, the old, you know, gym workout phrase, no pain, no gain. That's part of our growth.
Yeah.
I think that's something that we, you know, have to be willing to do.
Yeah.
When we go through those difficult times.
So Steve, how do you have that perspective? Like when you're in the midst of a time where you're going, man, this is really tough. Like, I don't like feeling this way. I miss feeling that sense of closeness, or like I'm opening my Bible and like things are coming alive. Like, how do you get to that place of going, okay, maybe there's something for me to learn here. Maybe like, what do you think has to happen for us to be able to say that?
So, I mean, I think this isn't, I struggle to come across formulaic to say like, right, this is a formula, but I think there's some things, if we look at the characteristics and some of those causes, then there's what's our response to those very specifically. Some of them has to be, hey, is there any area where I'm being disobedient to God? Like, maybe I haven't thought about it. Maybe it's been a very subtle thing. But is there any area where God, I'm not being obedient to what I know you've told me to do or not do? And it's, again, it's not a list of do's and don'ts. It's it's like, am I walking with you?
So just quickly to jump in. So we talked about the whole, is there sin in your life that's kind of affecting you in that way? There's also the, maybe you're not outright doing something that we would describe as as a sin, but sin is just disobeying. So it could be that God said, hey, I need you to go here, mm-hmm. and you didn't, or I need you to go say this to this person, whatever it is. One of the things I like to say to the students at youth group is that one of the best ways to know that to have God in your situation is to have followed him there. So if you're going with him mm-hmm. in all of it, so one, yeah, what you're saying, Steve, check what you're doing, and then also check what you're not doing. Are yeah. you not doing the things that God
right.
wants you to do?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we oftentimes talk about relationship, right? That's a really important word when it comes mm-hmm. to faith. Mm-hmm. It's, we're not checking boxes. That's not what relationship with Jesus is like. So, but the way we understand that sometimes better is we relate it to relationships that we know on this earth physically. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I can imagine if my wife's name is Tina, if we were at home and she's like, hey, could you do this? I'm like, I don't feel like it. And she's mm-hmm. like, well, I'd really appreciate it if you helped me with this. No, I don't feel like it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do my thing. At some point we're going to, gee, Tina, how come we don't feel so close? Like, I don't feel like, what's going on? You know, you'd go, you're just being dumb, Steve. Like, it's mm-hmm. clear, yeah. right? So we can learn from that.
Yes.
Very obvious lesson in our human relationships. Yeah. The same dynamics exist in our relationship with God because it is a relationship.
Right.
So I think it's, you know, you make some really good points there, Brian, that, you know, if that's where you're at, that's one thing to consider when you're thinking about why am I feel like I'm just far away from God? Why do I feel dry? Mm-hmm. Why do I feel like, well, let's do a little bit of just checkpoints, mm-hmm. self-evaluation. Yeah. How are we doing in these areas?
Yeah. Yeah. That's so good.
Yeah. So then that's kind of the more internal, and then mm-hmm. kind of the other side of, okay, if you go, no, like I have been listening, I have been doing what God told me to do. I haven't been doing any of that bad stuff. What's going on? Why am mm-hmm. I feeling this way? Kind of go back to, we've touched on a bit. Maybe this is that opportunity that God says, hey, just lean in.
Yeah.
That's all I want. Or it could be that, yeah, he's preparing you. He's preparing something, someone else. I think of like Jericho, where the reason, one of the cool things is that it took so long with them marching around on the outside. But that was because of the preparation and everything that needed to happen on the inside.
Yeah.
And so absolutely. That patience that you're having, can feel like stagnation, but in reality mm-hmm. it's purposeful.
Yeah.
Waiting. Yeah.
That's a great example, Brian. And you know, you think, I don't know, if I were in that situation, I might, you know, the third time around go, well, you know, God, mm-hmm. if you wanted to do this, you could, and you're not.
Yeah.
And so, but you know, because again, we tend to look at it on what would my terms be?
Yeah.
And that's where if we can just draw that lens back a little bit, well, maybe God's up to something mm-hmm. here. And I think, you know, we all are in the process of growing. And so to think that for any situation that I come up against or a season, like we're talking about the season of feeling dry, like to think that I would have everything figured out, like that's just not a realistic expectation to have of ourselves. So mm-hmm. that constant thought of, okay, I'm learning. And, you know, I think you asked a question, like, what do you do in those things? Mm-hmm. You asked a question earlier. I forget exactly how you phrased it, but, you know, part of my response is, okay, if I feel distance from God, and this goes a little bit to what Brian was saying, where do I see him at work? Why don't I get over there? Whatever that looks like. Like, it's not like I'm going to jump ship on my life. I'm going to go do something different. But okay, maybe this person that I know they're talking a lot about how they're growing in their faith. But, okay, can we go have lunch? Tell me what's going on. Like, absolutely. I just want to be close to where God's at work. I want to get closer.
Yeah.
So there are those outward things, steps that we can take, you know, that, as you said, Brian, the self-evaluation is a little bit inward, but the outward is, you know, and am I actively worshiping?
Yeah.
You know, or have I removed myself from those environments?
Yeah.
Am I actively having conversations with people about faith, about look what God's doing, help me see God at work? Like, those are very specific things you can do and seek out that I think will help in that, because you might go, oh, wow, that's okay. Now I see, you know, I mean, we've all had conversations where we kind of ask some of those questions of our friends, and we go, oh, wow, I never realized that before.
Yeah,
right?
And absolutely.
I think that's part of how God works, too.
I agree. And I think so, just to piggyback off what you're saying, Steve, and we might touch on this in our part two of this, talking about like the mountaintops. But I think as you guys are talking and diving into this, I really think like dry spells in our spiritual life are actually a really necessary tool that God uses in our faith walk. Because, I mean, I think like, think about the times where you have been like so thirsty, like, you know, it's the middle of the summer. Like I can remember, you know, going out and playing with my friends and stuff or being out and just like none of us brought water with us. We're like, oh my goodness. Like you just, the moment you get home, you're like chugging like a gallon of water because you're just so thirsty.
Yeah.
And, I see that. Like I love the Psalms of David. I have one pulled up here that, just really, I think speaks to what we're talking about today. It's Psalm 63. He says, "Oh God, you're my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water." And I mean, quite literally, David was on the run while he's reading this. Like he's probably literally saying, like, if you don't supply this, I'm going to die. But spiritually, I think if we're always on a mountaintop experience and always experiencing like, man, I feel like nothing could go wrong. I feel so close. I think sometimes it's easy to stay stagnant, where God reminds us in these seasons of dryness that he's our supplier. He's our sustainer. Like all of these things that we experience, the emotional highs, the things that can feel really good. If they're not in the correct order of like God is, we're not chasing after a feeling. We're chasing after a relationship that he sustains. I think, man, I think if we have that perspective, I almost wonder if we can look at seasons like this and see them as a blessing, not as a, I just can't wait to get through this because this is awful.
Yeah. And the reality is scripture says there's different seasons. There's a time for this, a time for that. Yeah. And we go through things. You just said it. We go through things like we experience loss. We experience, you know, an accolade for something, and we feel good about that. Mm-hmm. Like there's the physical feeling good about it. So there is that ebb and flow, and to not, you know, like I can't think of the word, but you know, embrace it to try and just avoid it at all costs. We're probably missing out on something then that could happen in those seasons that ultimately would be a good and healthy thing for us.
Yeah.
Yeah. When the Bible says that for everything there is a season, that means that there's the purpose for that.
Right.
You think of harvest, like there's a season for harvest and then there's a season for rest and then planting and then regrowth. When you plant a seed, it looks like nothing's happening. But then all of a sudden something's happening because God's working on the inside.
Yeah.
I really liked, that point you made, Alex, just that like it's not about chasing a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of our language we've been using is, hey, I don't feel like God is close. If you're chasing a feeling, you're not going to get there. But if you chase the relationship, then the feeling can come out of that.
Yeah.
We encourage you guys to just lean in even more when you don't feel like you're close. But speaking of chasing a feeling, we will continue more with that in our part two. So to wrap up this one, we thank you so much for tuning in, listening to us for this half hour. I hope it was enlightening to you. If you have any topic ideas, any questions for us, you can always email us, podcast@victorchurch.org. Let us know. We always are looking for more meaningful things to have conversations about. We will continue this talking about a little more on spiritual drought and spiritual highs next week. So we will see you in the next one.
See you guys.
Take care.